We've reached the home stretch of this program on Saturday morning, Mike McFeely Outdoors. I am your host, the aforementioned Mike McFeely. My guest is John House, an artist from West Central Minnesota, the Melby, Ashby, Evansville area. John, as I prefaced earlier, became a friend years ago when he and his family were so gracious to take me around and show me John his art and his property and a little a lake spot that he owned, and it was just a tremendous part of my life, and I am grateful to John and his family forever for doing that. But as I honestly said, I had kind of fallen out of touch with John over the years, and I saw his name in the Alexandria newspaper recently, so I contacted him and wanted to catch up both personally and professionally. And so I'm glad to have John on the program this morning. John, and when you have success in terms of contests and things like that, does it relate into commercial success? Does that follow that path? Because, you know, you're an artist, and artists do things because they see things and they have feeling, but you also need to put bread on the table. And so you like to sell things as well, and you've never made any bones about that. Does one lead to the other?
Yes, it does, Mike, fortunately. And you said it correctly. We do see things. We visualize things. When we're going down the road, our minds are going full blast, seeing paintings, visualizing things, wishing we had a camera to snap that sunrise or that sunset or that meadow or that pasture. And so we are that way. And quite honestly, Mike, there's a lot of us. I've already described to you my beginnings, which was just rank, raw artist and no businessman, no concept of money or fiscal responsibility. Luckily, we survived that, me and my wife and I. But eventually, yes, if you apply yourself to whatever your career is, doesn't matter, to be better, to be better, to be better, to be best, then eventually people will take notice. It can't help but happen. And so, yes, you do get phone calls, and you get visits, and you get emails, and you get letters in the mail and so on. And people do, when you win, Mike, when you win things like stamp contests and so on, what it gives you is credibility. And that's in a competitive setting. And if you're not willing to roll your sleeves up and dive into that competitive fight, then you're not going to taste that that sweet victory. And you're not, perhaps, going to get the calls that you would have.
Do you have a, maybe idol is too strong of a word, but do you have somebody, John, that you have looked at throughout your career and said, boy, I like the way that he or she does things, and not that you would ever, you know, copy or do something like that, but certainly look to them for ideas in your paintings? Or is your art strictly what you envision in your mind and are allowed to, with your talents, to put on a canvas?
That is a wonderful question. We could spend 45 minutes right there, Mike, but we're not going to, obviously. I'm going to break that into two categories, and that's living artists and deceased artists. The living artists that do inspire me and that I do admire and esteem would be Ron Van Gilder is what I consider a living master. He's a Minnesota artist. He's not a kid like a kid anymore, Mike. Like I'm not a kid anymore. he was very good even as a young artist, very commercially successful.
And I remember, and if I may interrupt you just for a moment, yeah, John. Yeah, and as a young person growing up in Alexandria, Minnesota, I remember noticing the name Ron Van Gilder because he painted tremendous paintings of, I remember specifically, diving ducks. The canvas backs and the buffalo heads. I mean, he was just fantastic at what he did. And I thought that he captured, if you're a duck hunter, you see certain things. And at that point in my life, I did duck hunt some for bluebills and things like that. And I thought Ron's paintings captured those cold, windy November days with the white caps on some of the bigger lakes. And it was just tremendous work. Just tremendous.
No question. Your observations are very accurate. And actually, this man is so good at painting that it really wouldn't matter his subject matter. In other words, yes, he'll have buffalo heads and golden eyes and canvas backs and bluebills and the divers that you and I love and make us feel strong feelings. But his work is beyond that. It is actually museum quality art. Regardless of the subject matter, this man would paint museum quality work. Also, Terry Redlin, in his heyday, and I'm talking in the late 70s, 1980s, early 90s, this man, his ability to spread paint and make beautiful pictures was, he had no equal. And then as far as deceased artists, there are the Norman Rockwells, the Haddon Sunblums, which these are not household names and your audience may not recognize them. In the last half of the 1800s, the Western European, French, English, Italian, German artists, they were doing spectacular work.
Fantastic. And I'm going to have you back again sometime, John, because we're running short on time. And I find my conversation with you so fascinating, and I enjoy them so much because you're just such a bright, articulate man that it's fun to speak with you. But in the minute or so that we have left, do you only do wildlife art? Do you only do ducks and pheasants and fish? Or have you expanded, like so many people do in their lives, to other things as well?
I have, Mike. I do a lot of portraits, both dog portraits. I love doing dog paintings. Love it. And I do human portraits. And matter of fact, I have a lot of money invested in old turn-of-the-century archival hats. Thousands of dollars invested in hats and coats for models. Mm. It's really fun to do storytelling with art. And so I'm heading for Norman Rockwell country. And that's been fun. I also do some landscapes. And believe it or not, Mike, I am going to actually do some florals. So, yes, I'm expanding.
Good, good, good. Say, I'm short on time, John. Thank you for coming on. Let's do it again soon. Let's not wait so long. And we can get more into, I don't even know anything about art. And I could talk with you about art all day long because I learned so much talking with you. So come back again in a few weeks. I'll give you a call. And we can do it again, okay?
I'd love to.
Great. John House, you can check his work out, as I said, and buy something from him, johnhouseart.com, johnhouseart.com. I'm out of time. I'm past my break. This has been Mike McFeely Outdoors in the Mighty 790 KFGO. See you next week. Have a great Easter weekend.
Hey, I'm a country man, a city boy. Can